everyone. This is your host, Miss Nova and
DJ Leo.
And here we are tonight. This is the Bare Necessities on radio.dominican.edu. How are you all doing? I hope you guys are all walking on sunshine tonight. I know I am. So I kind of want to check in with everyone. Last week I shared that I've got some big news. Not only am I getting married, but I'm having a baby.
Shotgun wedding.
Oh my God. That's the part I don't understand. I mean, it's, that saying actually kind of surprised me at first, because the first time my mom said that to me, I kind of thought it was almost an insult in a way, because I was like, a shotgun wedding, that just seems like you're going to put a gun up to the guy's head in order to get you to marry him. And then I realized, ooh. I mean, what actually, I should look this up. Where did that come from? I don't even know. I'm looking it up right now. Oh, I just went new on email. Shotgun wedding. So, yeah, I mean,
I don't know. What would be a shotgun wedding? The term that comes to mind, just, or the thought process is just, you're getting it done really fast, as fast as a shotgun. I mean, that's my logic. I guess it might not be.
Well, I mean, you know, so, okay, because here's the deal. Like, for me personally, I'm really big on making sure that that when I had a kid, I wanted to make sure that I was married. That was like the one key moral part for me. Now, while one of the main things everyone was saying, oh, you're going to be pregnant when you get married. So what? At least I'm bringing the kid into the world with a mom and a dad. In
legitimate.
The sense of,
it's legitimate.
It is legit. And that's how I kind of felt. So, I mean, shoot me, I guess you could say. You can't now, though.
Shotgun me.
Right? Shotgun and not the front seat. So, but here's the deal, though, is like I was talking to my mom today because we actually had our first wedding conversation. And I mean, I'm freaking out because we're either going to have the wedding in 4 weeks or 5 weeks. And like when you go on Pinterest or whatever to look up like wedding ideas, I like looked at this list and it was like, here's your 2 year planning thing. 2 years.
Wow.
2 years? I have 5 weeks. And my mom is such a god. She was like, oh, no problem. You're going to be fine. Just think of this as like a glorified party with you and Justin being the VIPs. I mean, it did put me at ease, but it's still like there's so much to do.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what that's going to look like. I think I would prefer to, well, not the pregnancy part, but just to have like an excuse to...
Oh,
my
God.
Wedding was awful.
That too. And one of my clients gave me 1,000 questions you need to know about a pregnancy. I'm reading through it and it's just like, oh my God, there's so much stuff to worry about. It's like things that like I wouldn't even think about. And there is a lot of controversial stuff. Okay, for example. So in the book, and this is like written by medical doctors and whatnot, they say that you can't have soft cheese because of this
bacteria
that's in it. But it says that you can have pasteurized cheese. So then I went to lunch today and I wanted a freaking, it was a poached pear walnut with blue cheese salad dressing. I was like, yes, give me that. My mom was like, you can't have cheese. It's like, I can have cheese. She was like, no. And I was like, oh, okay, well. And I mean,
I just want my cheese.
And I mean, I get it. Some of the cheese that's imported from France and whatnot is not pasteurized, but I'm eating everything pasteurized. Give me a break. So I don't know. Have you ever, like, are you one of those people that thought about your wedding when you were 5?
No, I wasn't actually.
Really?
I'm not good at cleaning. I think I was born a little defective.
No,
like, I'm not good at planning my wedding.
So you don't even like foresee a wedding at all? Like, do you kind of have an image?
No.
It's a great song, by the way. Oh, a theme song. Maybe our bug will come back in the room from last week.
I know, it's my
wait, hold on, let me look on
the
ground.
Song.
Nope, no remnants of our bug from I killed last week. So
sure
you really don't even see it.
Surprised.
I mean, it's actually really funny. Because if you do know me, and for those of you that do know my, it's like our Superman name is like Nova and Leo. But those of you that know my true identity behind the mask and the earphones and the microphone. Everyone kind of knows me. I'm a little crazy out there, but I mean, I'm not really like, and I really wanted a traditional wedding. And so all these people are telling me, kind of what I need to wear and how glitzy and glammy and ballroomy my dress needs to be. And then I showed one of my friends the dress. Not you, another one. We're going to call her Animal. And she was like, oh, I could never see you in that. And it really kind of shocked me because I was like, really? Because that's exactly what I see myself in. Something plain Jane, but really pretty and classic.
Shotgun style.
Yeah. Yeah. And under $15,000.
Have you heard that YouTube video?
What? Things that girls say?
No, like Gangnam Style. Like,
no, I don't go on YouTube. You're a YouTube addict.
No, actually, this is on Saturday Night Live.
I don't watch that either.
You have television. I don't even have television. I've seen Saturday Night Live. How does that happen?
You know what? For me, it's just sometimes just so annoying. I just don't get it.
I also have a boyfriend who keeps me on the up and up. If it wasn't for him, I'd be so out of the loop.
Yeah, for me, it's whatever is on the TV. And then if there isn't anything on the TV, I go to my old DVD stash. Like Bridesmaids, Harry Potter, Finding Nemo, Despicable Me.
Did you
Dinner
go see
for
Finding
Schmucks?
Nemo in 3D?
No.
You're like, that's too much. I can't take that.
It's the sitting for 2 hours that I can't do. I mean, you've been to our house. I'm up, down,
that's
all
true.
Around.
That's
I just
true.
Don't.
You keep the TV on for like background noise.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's really all it is. And most of the time I'm in my element of Pinterest. That is actually what would keep me stationary for a while. But it's constant images just going through and through and through.
That's what television is.
But you can't... Actually, there's something. See, okay, who is it? It's called Justin TV. And
is that what you're...
It's Justin.TV. Seriously.
Is that what that cap was?
No. No, his hat.
It's Justin.
It's Justin Boots.
Oh.
It's a boot company. So I know it's great because
it was funny because his brother was wearing that cap.
Oh my god!
And they look alike, and I'm like, this is really weird.
I threw a bag of ice at Michael because I thought it was Justin, and I was like, why are you not listening to me?
That's really funny. Actually.
No, but Justin.TV is awesome because you can, like, while shows are running, like, okay, there was a while where I was going through Stargate Atlantis like it was no other.
I feel like you're not the only person that's told me this. And they watched it after the fact, too. Like, not when it was first
on. Oh, my God, it's bad. The guy, Rowan, his name is Jason Momoa. He's the guy that was in King of Thrones that was the naughty one that died.
Yeah, I didn't watch King of Thrones.
What?
I know. Sterling hates that. He's like, how could you not watch
Oh, my God. Game of Thrones and Spartacus.
I watched Spartacus. Spartacus I got into.
Okay, so I have to ask you this. And since no one knows who we are, so I can say this. Did that entire series make you horny? It was like...
Nun talk.
It was like 50 Shades of Grey for us.
Yeah, see,
like,
that's my medium. Like, I want to read this.
Holy moly.
At my own pace, so I can put it down.
I think that we had actually taken a week off. And there was definitely some recreational play during that time, but holy moly, we watched that movie for like 4 days straight, the entire series.
And the funny thing is, I'm her actual friend, so I've actually heard the long version of this story.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was intense.
Blood,
you guys all are
naked
her friend
and
too,
blood.
Though. I shouldn't say that.
Say what?
I said everybody is also her friend too. I shouldn't say that.
You're not mine.
Just
but
my
it's
friend.
Okay. I'm just kidding. So anything new going on?
Dude, the internet's not working.
I could have told you that from the beginning.
It worked last time. These technical difficulties throw off my game.
No, it's all good. So, baby talk. Dude, do you want to chat baby talk right now? So, okay, I'm like all weirded out right now about this whole baby thing because it's like, so, I'm going to miss my body, I guess you would say. Like, I mean, I'm just worried. It's funny, all the people, okay, it says I'm signed in, I don't get this. So it said, like, a bunch of my people from work were like, I opted for a C-section just because my lady parts were not going to do that. And that's not legal here in the United States, but it's not. You
to
can't,
get a C-section?
You can't just that's say, you actually have to have a legitimate reason to have a C-section.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's not true.
Yeah.
No. I know somebody who had a C-section who decided to get a C-section because they wanted less of a scar. You can make that kind of decision for yourself.
Then that's new then because my dad said you can't do that. Ooh. So.
Your dad's part of the arts. Old school.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Okay, I'm buzzing. Let's take a quick break. Are we both buzzing?
We're both buzzing.
You guys, we're going to take a quick break. This is DJ Nova and
Leo.
And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu and the Bare Necessities. We're going to take a quick break.
Deal with this technical difficulty.
And when we get back, we're going to fill you, your ears with some more talk. Talk to you soon, guys. Alright, you guys, we're back and no more problems. This is your host, Miss DJ Nova and
Leo.
Yeah. I was laughing. Someone texted me and said, She's a DJ. Which is funny. Yeah, Justin just said that. Yeah. But you're listening to radio.dominican.eu here at Dominican University on a Tuesday night. So I was looking up some news articles, and I found something about a mail-order bride and how she duped the guy that bought her. I am so surprised that's even legal.
Mail-order brides?
Yeah.
Is it legal within the United States? Like, are they doing the transaction outside of the United States, and therefore it's legal?
Well, so this article was in Huffington Post, and it said, the title of the article is, David Sartin guilty of kidnap poison attempt on mail order bride Elena. I can't say her last name. So it said, so supposedly this undercover agent who was a hitman was hired to kill this lady who was the mail order bride out of Ukraine. Oh, okay. Yeah, it is illegal, because then it said here that she was going to be shipped to her in a crate to his home in Texas.
A crate. Yeah.
Like a dog.
That would make it through customs.
So his plan...
And if it doesn't, that's our hard-earned tax money going down the drain.
Exactly. Jesus. So his plan.
If I get patted down when I go through security in the airport,
it's a dog. She barks.
They better catch that.
Right. Well, I think it's actually one of those I don't know. But anywho, so
otherwise they're not paying for enough American home security.
Right. So his plan to stash her in a fortified room that he built in his trailer home. Oh, this guy sounds like a real wiener.
I don't know. The word rapist comes to mind.
And to get a good week out of her before killing her with poison. So he was just buying these chicks and then poisoning them a week later.
See, that's illegal. That's got to be illegal somewhere, right? I mean, that's murder. That's serial murder. That's serial killer style. He orders women who aren't part of this country and kills them.
Okay. See, I'm nervous to say this because...
Talk about a paperwork trail, though.
How so?
I mean, if you're ordering them, they're coming into this country and he has to, he's not sending them. He's not even applying for a visa for them. They're coming in a crate. Never mind. All story goes back to you. I don't...
Well, I mean,
this guy's good.
If you think about it, though, there are many ways that they can go around this. I mean, you take a girl who's either been stolen for sex trade or is in a really unfortunate situation, mm-hmm. and you have very unfortunate people here, people who just can't get it together. So there are two ways to think of this, because you can think of, I have an unfortunate man who can't find a wife in the United States, and a girl who has an unfortunate situation in another country, both can be happy. Now, sometimes the guy, if you see on CSI or whatever, it turns into an unfortunate situation, because we so know those stories are true.
Totally based off that.
But, I mean, some people do find true love in that way. I mean, I guess. But
see, that's the thing, though. If you want to find love in another country, you really should just go to that country and find
love. Well, that's where I was going to go.
The legitimate way,
You
have to at least put in the trip. I think that's the kind of standard on that one.
Well, so my uncle, okay? And I know he's not listening. I know my parents aren't listening, so I can say all this. So my uncle, for example, is a really nice guy. He met his first wife in Thailand. And his second wife happens to be in Thailand. So, because she died, the first one died of leukemia, unfortunately. Zenaida was her name. She was a lovely lady. So the way this kind of panned out, and it was really interesting because it happened so quickly. He went to Israel to meet a friend who ended up being his wife now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know how they met or whatever it was.
And she's Thai?
Yes.
And she was in Israel?
She was doing some sort of work there or whatever.
Interesting.
So, and she has 12 children or something like that. So.
12 kids?
Yeah.
That's a baker's dozen. No, that's a lot of kids.
Right? So, but here's the deal, though. In these sort of situations, what they can do is they travel to another country for business, as I'm putting quotations around my microphone, or pleasure, whatever you want to call it. And they end up picking up their new wives, getting married over there, and just coming on over. It's legit. I mean, it's just as bad as people coming from other countries, coming here, having babies,
but
and
ordering
then having to
your
stay
wife
here.
In a crate.
Nope. That's pretty bad. Nope. I mean, that's illegal right there. But I mean, think about all the things that are going on in other countries. I mean, when I scroll down the channels of my TV, half the time it's sex slave, the underground world of crate travel. I mean, it's pretty bad. I mean, of all the things you see. I mean, there's so many people out there right now that are doing horrible things to people in general. Who is it? In Ecuador, my boss just went to Ecuador, and she was saying how she didn't want to travel outside the hotel unless she had a guide. Because what happened was you would be put in a taxi, and the taxi would drive away before your significant other or the other person could get in the car. And then it would be a tag team thing, and then they'd keep you, they kidnap you, and make the other person pay ransom. So, I mean, and there was this huge thing at College of Marin when I first started going there in 2005, where a girl went on a educational travel thing to Mexico, and she was kidnapped as a sex slave. They ended up finding her, but I mean,
yeah,
they
make movies about that once a year. It's crazy. It's one of those topics that you just don't really want to, you know, think about. I mean, you should think about it, but it's horrible.
I really think that, so some of the kids that I teach, they go to all these different schools that kind of, that are, in a way, sheltering them. And I think that there's something to be said about child innocence, but I also think there's something to be done about as far as just making your kids aware of what's going on. I remember one of my good friends, Rebecca, was teaching a kid, and the child, I believe, went to a Waldorf school. And I'm not saying anything bad about Waldorf for all those people that went to a Waldorf school. I think it's great if you have an alternative learning style or what have you. What I thought was interesting was this parent in particular, one of the other girls that was on show team came up to Rebecca and was like, "Oh my God, my house cleaner stole something." And then said something about the war in Iraq that happened to be happening at that point in time. And the mom ended up getting super annoyed at Rebecca for not sheltering, quote unquote, her child. Oh my God, it's like a virgin. This is an amazing song. It's so not applicable to me right now. And it made me think about how, A, there's a war going on. And B, how there is people stealing stuff. And yet these kids can't know about it. What's going to happen when all of a sudden something bad happens? Or they hear about something and they go, "Oh my God, I had no idea." I mean, it's like, you might as well just slowly open your children up to these sort of things. Do you agree?
I agree. Cause I think that when you always look at the shelter child, they always have like that issue where they kind of like go out and be bad. You know,
I was like,
my
that.
Parents were the opposite, but it kind of worked out. I don't know.
But here's the question. Okay. Now we're going on this. So you not being that sheltered kid, did you feel that you wanted to do all the bad stuff? Or did you feel you had to take...
I had a period, but I mean, like, there was, like, a moment where I was being a bad kid, but then I, like, snapped into it because I didn't want to, you know, follow my parents' footsteps.
Okay, so you lived out of the experience of your parents, but here's the question, though. Did you feel... Okay, so, like, for example, and Mom and Dad, if you're listening, I'm so sorry to bring you into this. Okay, so I kind of feel like my parents sheltered me a lot, and so I took advantage of all those moments without my parents' supervision to do the bad stuff. I feel like if I could have said, "Mom, I'm going to this party. I'll be back at 2:00 in the morning. I'm going to be fine." Or I could have told them, "Mom, I tried pot," or whatever, that it could have been better. In a way that I wouldn't have then been sneaking around so much and staying out till 5 a.m. in the morning, getting back to my bed and having to wake up 45 minutes later to go to school. Yes, Justin, it's all your fault. He's probably throwing
baby daddy right there.
Right? That's so
hey,
weird.
Hey, boo-boo.
I mean, you know what I mean, though? So I kind of feel like if I didn't feel like I had to lie the whole time, I would have probably not experimented so much. Because all my friends that were able to, like, their parents, like, were like, "Yeah, sure, go do this, go do that." They were kind of okay. And that's why I hit a wild streak at, like, what, 13?
Yeah. I think it has a little bit more to do with that, though. Because, like, I don't know. I think there's other things involved. Like, genetics. You know?
See, when you talk into it.
Yeah, look, it's like I can hear myself.
You could go like this.
Sorry, guys. I have a really hard time getting close to the mic because I feel like I might get, an STD because it's so, like, in my space.
Buy your own mic.
I think cover. I might have
to invest.
I got
a leopard print one last time.
Because, seriously, like, I feel like I'm exchanging fluids with this thing, you know? I just hate getting so close. Can I take it off?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Then I'll just sound like I'm a crackhead.
Yeah.
I already kind of do.
No, it's all right. You're all good. Yeah, I just, the whole mail order bride thing. Okay, here's the thing, though. If I could pick out a man, it might be different. I mean, I'm not, Justin, don't take this in the wrong way. Think about it. I mean,
don't take this in the wrong way, sweetie.
Well, just think about it. I mean, it would be kind of nice, like an escort. Okay, did you ever see that movie?
Wait. You're saying having a boyfriend and then have an escort?
Okay, well, okay. So, Justin, just separate yourself from me for a minute.
I think you should just close your ears.
No. Seriously. So, for a long while, I consider this because I seriously have this, like, fetish for Justin. But as much as I love Justin, a millionaire would be awesome to have. So I'd have a multimillionaire husband and Justin as a manstress.
A manstress.
Do you see where I'm going with this? Because if you think about this, like half the time marriage is just to be It's like a contract.
A status.
See,
I'm not saying that. I'm just trying to help you with your word here.
Well, see, that's the thing. I am marrying Justin not because of his money or that he's having my baby. But I mean, I'm more so. He's probably saying thank you, honey. I'm more so. Okay, I think that some people. Okay, for example, who was that big boobed lady, the blonde chick that married the old man that ended up overdosing?
She overdosed or he overdosed?
No, she did. Blonde lady.
Paris Hilton?
No, she didn't die.
Oh.
Anna.
Nicole Smith.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There is no way in hell that she liked that man. Except for the money bags under that thing.
Or like Hugh Hefner. Like that dude can't even stand up half the time. He's grumpy.
But
like, who wants to date an old grumpy man?
But that's a status thing right there. It's yeah. I dated Hugh Hefner. So right there, I mean, if you think about it, and you so know they're getting boned on the side by some hot porn man.
Or they're just screwing each other. I mean, yeah.
There's nothing a couple double A batteries can't do.
That a man can.
No, it's true. So
That's not true.
Well, I think so, but... But I mean, if you think about it, so like marriage in my head, if Justin and I weren't so madly in love, if we were to break up, I would seriously marry someone that had tons of money. So I knew that I could just live my life and be fine. And I would totally have a piece on the side. Man or woman, doesn't matter.
But if you would cheat, you would be in like, you would might not get that money eventually. Like, so what your plan would be failure.
And say he wouldn't have someone on the side too, please. That's just how my lifestyle
is. Do those relationships actually exist?
Open relationships? Oh, yes.
Oh, so it's like he knows, you know.
Oh, yeah. I would. That would be my relationship outside.
That's an interesting thought. I don't know if I could do that.
I totally could.
That's a lot of dude. You know, that's what that is. That's a lot of guy.
I was saying just dude. You know, my whole thing is that, like, I think that with the exception of Justin, most people could not stand me for that long period of time. While I seem pretty, like, tame on this radio show, I am a bouncing ball of Gemini.
I agree. I think that's one of the cool things about Sterling and I is that he gets my crazy.
Well, yeah, Justin totally with me, too. I mean, I just seriously, I don't think I could. It's strange because all my ex-boyfriends were like, I hate you. And I was like, well, good. I feel mutual towards you. And I mean, I have said that towards Justin before, but in a loving way. Like, I hate you, meaning I love you. It just works this way. Relationship dynamics are insane, in my opinion.
Very much insane.
I mean, some of them you're just like, how is this working?
Isn't that the number one reason of murder is, like, because you love someone? Like, I just love them so much. You know, like, what's the text saying? Are we in trouble?
I don't, supposedly we're supposed to talk about something else because this sucks. And supposedly I suck. And supposedly, I don't know.
Who texted you?
You did.
Oh, I texted you. I said you sucked.
Yeah.
I told you, lighten up, Jake. Oh. How depressing. Start talking about, you know.
Okay, let's talk about something new. So, on to a new subject. Well, I mean, you know, relationships. This is also another reason why I would seriously consider marrying a horse if it was legal. Not for his male parts. But Daytona and I
that's what vibrators are for. Right? I'm sorry. Batteries. I'm going to say batteries.
I think we're allowed to say that on the radio. No, but seriously, I really think that if a horse is everything you need without getting pregnant. They love you. You can yell at them. They don't yell
back. So why
don't
you just have a dog? Like, they can actually sleep in the same bed as you.
Because a dog poops in your house. Doesn't matter how trained they are.
A horse has no shame. They just poop everywhere. Just whenever they feel like it. Just, oh, gotta poop now. You know?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you believe in love at first sight?
Ugh. I don't know. I have such mixed feelings. It depends on what mood I'm in when I answer this question.
What mood are you in, Ariel?
Definitely the not love at first sight mood. Because the truth of the matter is, like, relationships are very difficult to maintain. They're difficult. Like, I mean, you love the person. They're so awesome. But it's difficult to keep up, like, something in a relationship. So you have to be with somebody that you're absolutely compatible with. Otherwise, it's not worth all the effort, you know? Like, that's how I feel about relationships. And, you know, I think I've definitely found somebody that's worth all the effort. But, you know... There's definitely Who are you texting?
No one. I was just reading what my friend was saying about for saying lady parts on the radio. By the way, hi, Miss Gwen. That's a shout out to you. Hopefully I will see you tomorrow at the barn.
Lady parts.
So lady parts. Okay, so I believe in love at first sight. I totally do. The second I saw Justin, I was like, I worship you.
Really?
Oh my God.
So interesting.
Love at first sight. Dude, if it was up to me, I would have tagged that the first day and been like, mine. Did you ever see The Seagulls on Finding Nemo? Mine.
Yeah.
That's Justin to me. He did not feel that way about me at first. I kind of was a stalker. Seriously. I straight up blew his phone up like no other, and then it just was what it was. So in a way, I kind of created a monster because he never had to chase me. It wasn't until I went to Lake Arrowhead when I was with this other guy, and he started calling me, and he was like, I miss you. I was like, oh, now you do, after I'm like 9 hours away driving. Good one. So my sister today was weird. My mom was telling me about how she had this thing on her finger, and it's like a
cyst.
It's not a cyst. It's a fibrous tumor that wraps around the tip of her finger and then eats away at the bone. She had half of her finger removed today. Her index finger, her trigger finger.
Damn.
Because she was in the army. So this is like a big deal for her. I mean, she's like, I can't hurt anyone now. Which I'm like, well, good. Maybe, you know, they lopped it off. She's not, and I joked with her. I texted her. I was like, well, does this mean you get a discount when we go to get manicures? She goes, please. Do you really think we're going to go get manicures? She's like the anti-manicurist.
Really? Oh, because she doesn't have a finger now? Or because...
She's more so not so Leanne as she is a Leroy, so...
Oh, right. We've had this discussion.
But still, she's just not into that. So the reason why I was asking about do you believe in love at first sight is because have you looked in the Guinness Book of World Records?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so in 2013, the world's smallest man met the world's smallest woman.
In 2013?
Yeah. Sorry, 2012.
You are awesome. Finding news from the future.
I am. Look at me. So although, so they were put in the Guinness World Record book, but they got married. So.
Wait, say the whole thing again. I missed it.
He got married.
Who got married?
The two shortest people in the world.
How tall are they?
But see, it says right here, one notable excerpt came recently when the world's shortest man, Chandra Donji, met the world's shortest woman as a part of the promotion of 2013 edition of the Guinness World Record. So it is for the 2013 record book when it comes out in December.
But it wasn't in 2013.
No, because I don't foresee the future. But they got married. So the 72-year-old Nepalese man... Oh, my God.
What?
He's 21 inches.
Damn.
21.5 inches. We have a ruler somewhere. Okay. Here's a foot.
Oh! Nuh-uh.
24 inches is 2 feet.
2 feet, right.
He's 21 inches.
That's crazy. I mean, I can't complain anymore about being short.
But here's the part I'm a little weirded out by.
How tall is she?
Well, she's 18.
18 inches.
No. She's 18 years old and he's 72.
Okay, how tall is she?
24 inches.
So she is taller than
him.
Yeah.
But anywho, they got married.
The smallest woman on earth is still not shorter than you. He better not have a complex.
No, right?
It'd be over before it began.
So, I was kind of thinking we could take a quick break.
Sure.
And when we get back, I want to talk about dreams. So I've been having some funky dreams.
Yeah, that's a symptom of pregnancy, that is.
Oh my God. I mean, it's been like kind of awesome and I wish I wrote them down. But anywho, this is your host, Ms. DJ Nova and...
Leo.
And you're listening to The Bare Necessities on the Tuesday night. It is right now... 7:40, and we're going to be right back after this break. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Here you go. Listen to some more tunes. We'll be right back. My brother.
Okay, I figured I would allow you guys to not deal with this song anymore. We don't pick the music, by the way, so be nice to us. So you're back, and this is your host, Miss DJ Nova and
Leo.
And you're listening to Bare Necessities at radio.dominican.edu. So I wanted to talk about dreaming. Do you have weird dreams?
Me? Yeah. I have like crazy psychotic like serial killer. Not me being a serial killer, but being involved in these crazy psychotic serial killer like disgusting weird dreams.
Like? Do tell. Can you tell me your latest dream?
My latest dream was less like of like a great story than like just like a series of really crappy events. Just like the worst things that could possibly go wrong, you know? And sometimes my subconscious is like, I've eaten sugar or like, you know, like did something I wasn't supposed to. And then the next thing I know, I have these like serial killer dreams. And it's like, you know, this like grandmother is molesting this little girl in like front of me. And it's like she's doing it in front of everybody. And she's like, nobody's saying anything. And like, I'm like, what are you guys doing? And like, just it gets crazy up in there. You know, like sometimes I wonder if somebody experimented on me when I was a kid, because I've got some weird ass dreams or butt dreams. Excuse me.
Oh, you can say ass. Okay, well, that's actually interesting, because so I found 15 interesting facts about dreams. And dreaming is actually one of the most mysterious and interesting experiences in our lives. So this is actually interesting. During the Roman era, dreams were actually submitted to the Roman Senate for analysis and dream interpretation. They thought they were messages of the gods, and dream interpreters even accompanied military leaders into battle and campaigns. So in addition to this, it's also known that many artists have received their creative ideas from their dreams. So, and the thing is, and they list about 15 of things, but one thing that I know from this list is that your dreams, you don't create any new people in your dreams. They're all people that you have seen, whether it's in a crowd. So you never make up someone.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Oh, I do.
I don't believe that. Because I've had dreams that I had a baby and I saw it.
Those you might have seen the baby somewhere else may not have been your baby, but the baby you would have already seen.
I mean, like, I don't believe that's what my baby's going to look like, but like, I've had crazy dreams where I see faces of babies. Okay, maybe.
So this is what they say. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, this was from a medical thing. I don't know. It was just what it was. So the first one was, you forget 90% of your dreams. Within 5 minutes of waking, half of your dreams are forgotten. Within 10 seconds, 90% is gone.
I believe that.
Me too.
Oh, there's so much missing. You're like, that was so real. Do you have flying dreams?
Not that I remember so much. I have lots of dreams where, like, I remember falling and I
crazy.
Jolt myself awake.
Yeah, I have tons of those.
like,
I like kick people in my sleep when that kind of stuff happens. Like, ah!
Yeah.
You know, like, bam! Hello!
Do you know that blind people dream? So people who became blind after birth can see images in their dreams, and people who are born blind do not see images, but have dreams equally vivid involving their senses of smell, sound, taste, and touch, and emotion.
Wow, that would go with your theory, wouldn't it? It's like Sterling. I wonder if Sterling is colorblind in his dreams, because he's colorblind in life. Yeah, he'd have to be, right?
So here's my thing about colorblind. Okay, like, here's the deal. I wonder if people... It's okay, for example, I'm holding up a black phone. Now, you may see a different color than I see, but we've been trained that this color is black.
Right. I've had the same thoughts as you. I have. Sterling and I have fought this out, because he's like, what if I see better colors than you? But I disagree with that. I mean, okay, so mind you, I'm a pessimist and, you know, not such a happy person, I guess. But this is the way I see it. He always fights that point. He always fights with the point that he's like, I see more awesome colors than everybody else. And I'm like, okay, maybe. But
that's
you
a little
can't,
righteous, by the
but
way.
But hey, if you can rock your disability like that, by all means, you
I
get that one.
I don't disability. I just think that I think
no, but okay, but here's the thing. He can't recognize different shades of things. So like if something is purple, I forgot the colors again. I'm sorry. But like the two colors that people can't see.
Red and
something like that. Yeah, like something like that. Like he can't see a difference. So he must by definition see less colors.
In a sense, but I mean, the other thing is that we could also just be seeing two separate shades, but been trained to say the same color, which I think is awesome in a sense, and sort of sheepish in our sense as a culture and society.
But more is not less, correct?
it would be one thing if, like, they, I mean, okay, so, like, I knew my little cousin was colorblind when he was drawing a pink sky. And I'm like, oh, what color is the sky, sweetie? He's like, blue. And I'm like, oh, okay, what color are you painting it with? And he's like, blue. And he was totally painting it pink. And that's, like, I thought it was cool because I was like, oh, he just gets to color, like, he just sees different colors. But then I realized it's not associated with that. He could have picked up the pink or the blue crayon and it would have been the same crayon to him. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, actually, I kind of get that. That's really interesting. I just think it's, I mean, it's, in, yeah, I mean, I
Sterling, text in if you disagree, please.
I would love to be able to see through that kind of eyes just because it would be so different. And I'm sure if they were to be able to see through our eyesight, it would be different too.
Yeah. I always wanted to see what it's like to see through a snake's eyes. They see heat.
You are obsessed. You can see through infrared. They have infrared sight.
Yeah, but it must be better than that crazy red-blue crap. You know? It's got to be better because they don't have, like...
But here's the thing. Okay, on this whole eyesight thing, now that we've completely on another tangent. I mean, here's the thing, though.
Spiderweb.
Like, it's totally spiderweb. Here's the thing. How can they possibly know this? I mean... How can you possibly know this? Like, as far as like, scientists knowing what a snake sees or... what a horse sees, because it's not like we're like, ooh, let me put this horse.
I know, I totally have the same question, dude. Or like, I seriously, or like I'm like, fish. How can you figure that out?
You just can't. Like, I have a problem with that because it's like they say that fish don't feel pain. Here, right before I chop your head off, let me ask you, are you gonna feel this? Just because they don't have a nervous system.
I know that we're on to the next topic, but Sterling just said to tell you. It's making your shortcomings awesome.
My shortcomings.
That's something he would say. The word awesome is in there.
I'm confused.
Never mind. We'll move on.
My shortcomings. I am very short. That's what I took from
and
that.
You come shortly.
I'm so confused by this.
All right. Back to your story about eyeballs.
Okay. So about
snakes.
About, well,
we were talking about snakes.
I just don't understand how scientists can put in things that they think because of whatever they see. Fish don't feel pain. Snakes see. I mean, I get snakes see through this. Horses don't see certain colors. How the heck do they know this?
I really don't get it either. I mean, even if you dissect the way that it's put together, you can't. How can you determine that that's what the actual, like, tissue is doing? Like, I mean, I don't even get how they can do that with, like, our body. Like, they can take apart the ear and be like, okay, so this little fluid that's in there helps the vibrate. Like, I mean, it's just, I mean, that does kind of make sense. Fluid makes sense. But we have frame of reference, you know? Like, it's not the same thing with, like, infrared.
I have a problem. I mean, I get it. You know, we need to eat fish, so therefore we have to almost detract things that we almost want to separate human emotion from things that we are going to eat. Like, I'm going to kill this cow quickly by slicing its jugular vein. I mean, okay, the cow still screams. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. A fish
can't
talk.
Yeah, but it does, but it, but that you can relate back to human. I mean, like, would you rather be, like, sliced with a knife or killed slowly? I mean, you would die in fear.
But a fish is the same thing.
The adrenaline in your body is poisonous.
But they say that a fish.
That's why you're not allowed to kill lobsters.
Well, but a fish, for that example, doesn't quote unquote feel pain, but yet it releases something bad if you don't. Justin was telling me about this, about if something with like, and Justin, I could be completely wrong. I was really trying to listen to you about this. It just grosses me out. If you kill something, you have to do something with the organs or whatever. Or like, I don't know.
Yeah, you have to take out the like. You have to take out the like in. The whole like
intestine
system,
and
yeah, like the stomach and the.
But how do they not feel pain? So really, in the sense, in my own opinion, I think everything feels pain in their own way. I just think that we're trying to separate it as a human emotion from the human race.
Oh, absolutely! But then you look at like things like rats, because I used to have to feed rats to my snake.
You're removing us all, but you have
no. But let me just say one thing. Rats are one of the few creatures that actually have the ability to commit suicide. They can actually decide that they want to die because they're so freaked out. They can kill themselves. Isn't that the most craziest
you
thing?
You mean they make the heart just explode?
Yeah, they can
same
just...
Same with chickens. Chickens, really? If you scare chickens enough, their heart attack.
Wow. Like, if you put a rat in a bag and just slowly, like, twist the bag. So not like a plastic bag, like a paper bag. and like just slowly the air out. You're not even crushing it.
Because I used to have a snake.
You could do this?
Yeah, I used to feed my snake frozen like mice, but then I went away for like a year to Australia and I came back and my aunt had like watched the snake and she started feeding him live mice. So like I had to do the killing process afterwards. I wasn't very happy about it.
That's the exact reason why I don't own these creatures.
I know, that's the one downside. Like they're carnivorous and they eat it whole. I mean, it's crazy to watch, but you just don't want to have to do that every week, you know?
I feel like kill more an animal.
That's why I rescued a rat before.
I could kill a snake before I kill a rat.
See, I just don't want to kill anything.
But you killed rats.
And I had a hard time with it. It wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy process, dude. I actually started just throwing them in because I couldn't do it anymore. And I remember this rat got in there and I called him Rat Jesus because he...
Rat Jesus.
Because this snake... No, let me tell you. There's reasoning behind this. Okay. There's reasoning behind this. Because I put the rat in there and the rat was jumping on the snake's back, okay? Riding the snake around the tank and you could not the snake could not eat the rat. He tried so many times to coil up and like squeeze the crap out of him and he just could not do it. And he was smarter than the snake. I've never seen a rat be smarter than a snake like that. Like, he literally was smarter than the snake. Anyway, so about like 40 tries later, I'm like, I'm going to pull the rat out. This is just, he's earned his keep in this world. I'll let him outside. I don't know what the deal is. Ended up taking him out and I was like holding him like, you're okay. You're going to make it. And
probably bit you.
No, he looked at me and went, ah! And his eyes, like he started bleeding out of his eyes, which later came to find out. I just told the story in front of a rat person. Actually, I forgot the second part of the story. You'll never believe this. What that means... is they're secreting pheromones because they're turned on.
What?
Yeah, when rats' eyes get all like red and like they it looks like their eyes are bleeding. It's like they're happy. Forgot that part.
Happy to die or seriously? No. They're turned on?
No, because I was holding him and I was like stroking his back and I was like, it's okay, sweetie. You're gonna make it. You're no longer gonna go in there. Like I was talking to him, like telling him he's gonna be okay, and he went. Ah! And like his eyes, I swear to you, just started bleeding.
Oh my god. What?
Yes. This is why this stuff is fascinating, okay? Yeah.
Ew. I don't think I could do that. My friend Kit had a snake named Satan.
I wasn't into it either. Oh, they have one of those on my favorite like YouTube channel.
That's horrible. My favorite YouTube thing on YouTube I watched the other day. I watched horse bloopers, and some people are just idiots around horses. And this guy in a parade came up and smacked a horse on the ass, and it kicked him straight in the face. I think I watched that thing 7 times because I was like, you deserve to get kicked in the face. And he did.
Ugh. That sounds horrible, dude.
I almost got kicked on Friday, dude. I was so close. I was so... No, Monday. Yesterday? Oh my God, it was yesterday. This horse was, I think he was just unbalanced, but he almost kicked me so hard. It was because I was picking his back feet and he was uncomfortable. It was just silly. But I don't think I could feed a rat to anything, going back to this whole rat thing.
Yeah. I know. It's very difficult. I was happy when I was a kid and like it was like frozen.
Justin, what did you feed your Savannah monitor? Justin had a Savannah monitor.
They would probably eat rats.
I don't think I could handle it.
See, I don't get the lizard thing. The snake's cool. Like, the snake, you can, like, have it wrap around your body and it can chill with you. Monitors, not so much.
I always wanted a water dragon. Even to this day.
Even that. You can't really hang out with those either.
No, you know, the one, it was interesting. Justin's parents had to babysit one for a while. Her name was Jade. She was sweet. She was awesome. She, like, when you start to open it, she'd run towards the front of the door and just sit there like, hey, take me out. She was really cool, actually. She and I kind of bonded. But I would like to have a bird before I would have a...
Yeah, I'm down
reptile.
With the
bird, yeah. I had a bird named Bubbles who ended up living with Justin's parents. She was awesome. They all said he was a boy, but it was a girl. And if he was a boy, then he was definitely gay. So, because he loved, it was weird. He was very strange. But he would.
What kind of bird was it?
It was a cockatiel.
Mm. Can those talk?
Would whistle. The other cockatoo would sing Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf. It was hilarious. And whistle it.
Oh, whistle it.
It was really cute.
Not sing it.
No.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
No.
That's
your
Mika's voice.
That is my Mika's voice. No. I'd like a cockatoo or a little African gray, but they're these little gray birds, parrots with big
the little red paint bunt
butts. Yeah, 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 they're adorable.
Yeah, I've seen those things. They're small though.
They're like the size of like the body's like the size of your hand, and then your fist is your head. Their head. It's pretty big. The whole thing is they bite.
Yeah, I believe
it. Oh my god, Nippers. The biting thing would freak me out.
I want a parrot, dude.
So I used to have sugar gliders. Did you ever know me when I had sugar gliders?
No, I didn't. I've heard so much about them.
They were so cool, but I was so scared of them. So we got two of them. And like I was so excited that
Why don't you explain what a sugar glider is? Because I didn't know.
Oh, a sugar glider is a marsupial. It's a flying squirrel. It's really cute. They're adorable. But the problem is when they walk, this was my problem. When they walk, their head and their teeth, which are like nunchucks pretty much, they're scary. They would it was just too close for comfort for their teeth to be that close to my arm because they would bite. But I named them Lena and Chubbs because Chubbs was really fat and Lena was just so aggressive and she would grizzly at you. She'd get up on her back legs, but she'd be like 2 inches tall. Mm-hmm. Like, meep, meep, meep. That's what she sounded like. It was horrible. Mm-hmm. So the first night we got them, we bought this ferret cage. But they could totally squeeze through the actual cage. So at like 3 a.m. in the morning, I'm like, what is that noise? And I heard this like, have you ever heard like your cat like crawl up your comforter and make that like with their claws? Okay, imagine that. And all of a sudden, the freaking squirrels were in our bed. And I was like, it was so bad. It was so scary. So anyway, we put things around it. But then Chubbs one day decided that I was his friend and he would jump on you. And I didn't, and it takes a while for you to bond with them because you had to do this thing, bonding pouch, and you had to put them in a pouch and they'd grizzly at you and snap at you.
Grizzly?
And yeah, they go, meep, 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 meep. That's the exact noise they would make.
It's called grizzling?
It's called grizzling. Because they get up on their back legs and go like this with their paws. It's hilarious. Like you're just bear. Like, you're 2 inches tall. I'm 5 foot.
That's how I feel when my dog barks at stuff.
Yeah, she goes, meep, 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 meep. But anywho, Chubbs decided that he was going to crawl up me, and I'm going, oh my God, please don't bite me. But then I had these things hanging from the top of the ceiling. It was like a big like lanyard thing, and he crawled up, and I've got popcorn ceiling, and he crawled about 4 feet out, and then he kind of looked up, and he's upside down. And he's like, oh shit, I'm stuck. And I remember Justin coming in. I was like, Justin, come here. A little closer. Right there. Good. And Chubbs just dropped down on Justin, and Justin wasn't wearing a shirt, and all of a sudden, all the way to the back.
Oh,
I was
no.
like, I'm sorry. And he's like, oh my God. It was really funny.
It's like a Cruella de Vil moment.
It was really, I mean, can you totally see it?
Yeah.
They were pretty cute. I would totally do it again if I could have one from an itty bitty baby. Like an itty bitty. But the thing is, they're
like
the
pouch baby.
Yeah, like pouch baby.
You can just carry it around your hand.
Exactly, in my pocket. Problem is, they're chest. Total like, they don't sleep at night. They're nocturnal.
No.
So never. If you're a tweaker, they're the best pet for you.
If I was a tweaker, that yeah. would be the first thing
I'm
on
not,
my list.
I'm not, because I'm pregnant. You know what time it is?
The only reason.
No, it's not. I love my body.
Crackhead.
Hey, guess what? It's 8:02.
Ah, we made it to the finish line. We made it to the finish line.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of our show, and probably our two good listeners, or three, including Gwen. Thank you. We're going to tune out tonight. This is your host, DJ Nova, and
Leo.
And you're listening to The Bare Necessities at radio.dominican.edu. Tune in to us next week on Tuesday from 7 to 8. And hit you up later. Talk to you soon, guys. Bye.